Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know what the data says, and I know how we coach it. We don't coach a push play any different than we coach a quarterback sneak play. So, yeah, again, the injury data says what it says, and we coach it the exact same, whether somebody's pushing or whether somebody's not pushing. We were healthy on the play. I believe the whole entire NFL was healthy on the play.
That is Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni talking about the tush push. I was genuinely wondering when he mentioned, like, we know what the injury data says. I'm like, what does it say? I don't think it says anything. However, we will get...
Spare me.
We will get no further information on the tush push today, as it has been tabled until a later date. That is per multiple reports who are there covering the NFL owners' meetings, NFL league meetings.
As a matter of fact, from Jordan Schultz, one source putting it that the current language in the proposal is just not clear enough and can be easily manipulated, as Sal hinted with us in the last segment, which means, ready? The Bills... As Sal asked us about it, do the Bills really implement a pushing thing right away? No. It's a variation of a QB sneak.
Mm-hmm.
It just, ready? The way the Eagles do it looks dumb, and Green Bay's mad they can't stop it. That's what started it this year. That's all it is. I wish they would just go out and say, yeah, we can't stop the play.
And we're upset about it.
And we're mad. But also, now that I've kind of gone on Bulldog's side of this about the tush push of having to talk about a play and calling it a tush push constantly is just one of the dumbest things ever. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's a rugby play. It's a rugby play in football. It's not real football. It's not. It's just a bunch of people pushing at each other. There's no skill involved. It's strength. Well, there's leverage, I guess, is one of the skills to it. But it is more or less just, we're going to shove someone, and that's it. When they used to have a rule against doing that, and then all of a sudden it goes away, and the Philadelphia Eagles are just like, hey, we're going to just shove Jalen Hurts into a pile of humanity, and everyone's going to get mad at us. And guess what? You're right.
I will say, though, it takes advantage of the current NFL, which is also, which we don't always bring up. I mean, a lot of Bills fans have because of the last few years. Defenses got smaller. Players got smaller. They're quicker. But they're not necessarily as strong.
There's no Ted Washingtons hanging around on the regular.
And so I think that was a big part of it is that once you had a really good offensive line, which the Eagles have had for like 10-plus years now at this point, then you get a quarterback, as Sal pointed out, with Jalen Hurts, that can squat 600 pounds. And then you have the modern NFL defense, which is smaller, more designed to stop passing games. It becomes a play that, I mean, the Packers are the ones that brought it out. But really, the Bills and the Eagles, their hit rate's like above 95% on the play. And so that's the thing, is like no one really can stop it because modern NFL defenses aren't really even designed remotely to stop that kind of play. They're just not.
They're not. And I think that the other part of this, though, comes down to, again, who can do it and who can't. Mm-hmm. As Sal mentioned, who can do it, who can't.
Yep.
And are we going to try to allow the teams that can't do it to get better at it? Or is there a way to get around the language and the ruling and the banning of it? Man, just bring back normal QB sneaks, man.
Well, especially because, and we're saying
mostly this is, because it still gets the job done.
Yeah, and I think Eagles fans could say it. Bills fans definitely could say it. It would still work at a high rate. Not much would really change. Both teams would still be probably above 95% success rate for it. And teams like Carolina, with a 5'10 Bryce Young, probably still wouldn't be very good at it, or would have to design something different to get it done. I'm waiting with bated breath on a team to finally decide, you know what, we're going to practice during the offseason and during our actual like in-season practices. Tight end, you're going to take the snap. 6'5", 240 pounds, you're going to be the guy that's our QB sneak guy, not our actual quarterback.
But again, it's just one of these things where like it just looks like a...
Aesthetically, it's not pleasing at all.
Aesthetically, it's not a good play. It's all 11 players are compacted into the same space, and I watch football for the skill and the entertainment of it. You know what was one of the most frustrating things about championship weekend? Not the Bills losing to Kansas City. That was always going to be a potentially frustrating thing, but it wasn't the most frustrating thing that I watched. I watched Washington try to jump the snap count and Philadelphia then refusing to snap the ball because Washington is trying everything to stop this. And it gets to a point where it is a folly and the refs are saying, cut it out or else we're just going to award them a touchdown anyway. Washington, at this point, I'm like, honestly, I would have kept going.
I would have dared the refs
to give them the points because then it really spikes into an issue.
I agree. And on that point, I fully agree. You've mentioned
because
a lot
Philadelphia that refused to snap the football.
Yeah, and you've mentioned a lot that it sort of hit a tilt during that NFC Championship game where it became laughable. You mentioned it like became a
enough.
Foul. I would have loved to have seen, personally as a fan as well, I would have just kind of liked to have seen like on a stat sheet.
I would have loved Dan Quinn staring at the ref. Like how I'm staring at the cutout of Gene Steratore in here and say, do it. I dare you. Because they're not snapping the football.
Now
it's a farce.
We do know, though, it's based off the language. So I don't necessarily know if it's banned.
And that's why it's being tabled is because they need to fix the wording in this.
And so on that, Diana Rossini is saying, so while the play itself may not be banned, it could still look different going forward. And proponents of the play, including the Eagles, don't look at this result as a win.
Of course they don't look at it as a win because they're the ones that suffer the most. And honestly, I'm going to say this. One team out of 32, cry, Eagles, cry. All right? You just won the Super Bowl. Shut up. Yeah. They're taking away our play. You have Saquon Barkley, my guys. Like, are you guys suddenly going to be all sorts of disheveled that you can't use the 4-inch play?
It's not even for me, Saquon Barkley. The regular QB sneak with a quarterback like Jalen Hurts will be
with
fine.
With their offensive line and their quarterback, they're fine. You don't need Dallas Goedert to be lining up 4 yards behind him and be ready to just charge into him. You don't need it. You literally do not need it. You have the main pieces already for quarterback sneak to be normal. As a matter of fact, you can do a quarterback sneak spreading some players out too. Make some players leave the box. There is zero threat of anything other than the tush push. I say ban it just because I'm sick of hearing about it. Like, you're kind of like in this net neutral area. I'm actually in this part of get rid of it. I've had enough.
I just wanted
it's
a decision
football,
today.
It's not football. It's rugby with more steps.
Yep. I just wanted a decision today because I'm like, nah.
Now we have to wait another 3 months talking about this stupid play and... Again, one city is only going to – one city, one team, one fan base. Those are the only people that are going to be truly mad about this. Because ready? Sure, here the Bills have a variant of it, but it's also more of a variant of a quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
Because Allen hits the guard before anyone even starts shoving him. But ready? I'm perfectly fine if the Bills don't have that. You want to know why? Because they still have Josh Allen. Any fourth and short, There's a bevy of options that they have. As a matter of fact, they didn't go with that on a fourth and short in a goal-to-go situation. They went with James Cook, and James Cook went Space Jam on Kansas City with the season on the line. You don't need a play that doesn't look like real football. It doesn't.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some other news for the owners' meetings from rules.
Touched a nerve, apparently.
We have special teams. This I am much more excited about with the kickoff. The touchback going to the 35-yard line.
This
Sal mentioned
it. This is another one that I'm kind of very against.
Really?
Yes.
I like that Sal mentioned you're already seeing teams preparing for more kickoffs. That's what the NFL wants there to be some excitement to the kickoff. I think this works either way. If it's a touchback, you're sitting there all of a sudden stressed out because, let's say, it's Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, the Eagles offense as a whole on the 35-yard line already.
That's my problem.
That's stressful. But then I think it's going to force teams to get more strategic. You have to have a kicker who can get it into certain spots, who can force kickoff returns. And for the Bills,
why not move the kickoff line back then?
Move it back?
Yeah. If kickers are getting too good, move it back. Don't make it a touchback goes to the 35. Make it, if you want returns to happen, just move the kickoff line back. Like where the kickers line up. It's not even where the rest of the teams are lined up. Everyone else is down there.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to move the kicker back. Not like in years past where everyone had to run down the field.
Yeah.
It is one guy. You move him back. And by the way, that guy, not your best tackler anyway.
Well, yeah, if you're relying on him,
it's not good anyway.
The play has likely exploded.
Yes, the play has already gone wrong at that point. But all you're doing is you're moving that guy backwards more. That's it. So he has from the rest of the field to roam and be the last resort to still more of the rest of the field to roam, but move forward a little bit after you kicked it.
Maybe this is selfish me. I like it because the team I root for scores a lot.
I hate it, and this makes it defensively. It's not like it. Football is still supposed to be a team game. I'm over here bitching about the tush push and how bad of a play it is. But like, look, I get it. Points are the thing, but you do still need a defense to win you football games.
You do, but to Sal's point, this is why teams have been preparing for this by having kick returners. You got to be good to be an NFL kicker. I'm excited to see how much the touchbacks go down, that we are having way more kickoff returns because teams can't afford. It's only 5 yards, but it is a radical difference in terms of teams starting at the 30 to the 35-yard line and how much they score, how quickly they're already into field goal range. If they have great quarterbacks, how quickly they're already into a spot where they're going to go for it on fourth down potentially if just by gaining 9 yards on the opening drive. I enjoy that aspect of now it's going to be a little bit more strategic because, as you pointed out, it's still a team game, and your defense is kind of going to be already on the back foot if you do give up a touchback.
Yeah, it just
special teams are going to be more important now because if you got a good special teams unit, good defensive special team unit, we don't really have to worry about any of this.
Yeah, I know that it's supposed to be putting strategy into it, but moving the kicker back, it's not even the kickoff line, it is just the kicker.
Mm.
Just move the kicker back. That's all you need to do, and you're still going to get more returns, and it'll be because kickers then are trying to moonshot it for a touchback. And it's not working.
Yeah. I understand, though.
Make it a skill issue thing because, ready? I can bet you there's enough defensive coaches out there that are going to say, we're going to bite the bullet. They start on the 35. Just keep kicking touchbacks.
I don't know.
I think that it's going to happen because there was an adjustment to how the touchback was moved to the 30. Right, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
And enough defensive coaches and enough teams were comfortable of saying, yeah, go ahead. Start at the 30. See if I care.
I don't know. I think there is a difference there.
There's a difference there, but I think that it's also still going to be, Zach, we are one rule change away from just kick it out of bounds.
Mm.
That's my problem, is that a touchback is now as detrimental, basically, as kicking it out of bounds.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's where my problem is. You should move the kicker back. Because then there's more risk of it being kicked out of bounds. You actually have to test the skills of the kickers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have enough leg to actually force the touchback? And if not, you better be ready for the return. There's actually more chance instead of strategy. And that's where exciting kickoff returns happen, is when the plan falls apart.
Well, yeah, what was the famous one with, maybe it was the Colts and Bears, but it was regardless, like, don't kick it to Devin Hester.
Yes.
And the kicker just kind of botches it. It goes to Hester, and he's off for the race.
Opening
and
kickoff.
It was the Super Bowl, yeah. It was
opening kickoff.
And, I know the league is trying anything to make that not just a dead play.
But again, you are now one rule change away from a touchback being kick it out of bounds.
Yeah, and just bite the bullet, kick it out of bounds. We'll go from where we go.
And that's very annoying to me.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. We got some rule changes. One of them, though, not going to be voted on today, the tush push, as it is being tabled due to what appears to be the language in the rule. So that's going to be talked about later on in the offseason. What are your thoughts so far on the NFL owners meeting, the league meetings? How do you feel about a tush push being banned or not being banned? We won't know today, but always love hearing everyone's thoughts on that, because I do think it is an issue that there's a lot of gray area there for a lot of people. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Expo Point Show. This is WGR.